we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, God Freely Gives. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8, verses 32 to 33. Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? I have just read from the New Living Translation. Fela had walked with the Lord for some years, but lately he found himself burdened with anxiety. Every new need that arose, be it finances, family responsibilities, or health, caused him to slip into worry and frantic prayers. He couldn't understand why peace eluded him, even though he was now a mature believer. One afternoon, while reading Romans 8, something finally clicked. Fela paused on verse 32 and began to weep. If God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for me, why do I still act like he's reluctant to help me with the little things of life? That moment was a turning point. He realized that he had been praying like an orphan begging at the gate of a king, rather than as a beloved son dining at the table. From that day on, Fela shifted his focus. Instead of constantly asking for things, he began to pursue the heart of God. To live a life that pleased the Father, he prioritized God's kingdom and righteousness. Miraculously, his needs started getting met, often even before he noticed them. Many believers struggle under the false notion that God is reluctant to bless them because of their flaws. But Scripture teaches otherwise. When we were still hopeless sinners, God gave us his most precious gift, his Son. If he could do that when we were still enemies, why would he now withhold anything that is truly good for us? The most important thing we need in this life is not money, houses, or human approval. It is grace, the supernatural strength to live a life that pleases God. When you prioritize the kingdom and walk in the righteousness Jesus supplies, your needs begin to chase after you instead of the other way around. See Matthew 6:33. Right standing with God is not something you earn. It's something you receive through faith in Christ. But the evidence of that faith is seen in how we live, in the fruit of love, holiness, and obedience. Go into today remembering that God is more eager to bless you than you are to ask. Seek his kingdom first, and you'll discover that your Father already has everything else covered. Prayer. Heavenly Father, help me to trust in your love and generosity. Teach me to prioritize the things that matter to you, knowing that you will take care of all that concerns me. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job, chapters 29 to 30. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Job chapters 29 to 30.
Job continued his discourse.
How I long for the months gone by, and the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone on my head, and by his light I walked through darkness. Oh, for the days when I was in my prime, when God's intimate friendship blessed my house, when the Almighty was still with me and my children were around me, when my path was drenched with cream and the rock poured out for me streams of olive oil, when I went to the gate of the city and took my seat in the public square, the young men saw me and stepped aside, and the old men rose to their feet. The chief men refrained from speaking and covered their mouths with their hands. The voices of the nobles were hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouths. Whoever heard me spoke well of me, and those who saw me commended me, because I rescued the poor who cried for help, and the fatherless who had none to assist them. Those who were dying blessed me. I made the widow's heart sing. I put on righteousness as my clothing. Justice was my robe and my turban. I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. I was a father to the needy. I took up the case of the stranger. I broke the fangs of the wicked and snatched the victims from their teeth. I thought I will die in my own house, my days as numerous as the grains of sand. My roots will reach to the water, and the dew will lie all night on my branches. My glory will remain fresh in me, the bow ever new in my hand. People listened to me expectantly, waiting in silence for my counsel. After I had spoken, they spoke no more. My words fell gently on their ears. They waited for me as for showers and drank in my words as a spring rain. When I smiled at them, they scarcely believed it. The light of my face was precious to them. I chose the way for them and sat as their chief. I dwelt as a king among his troops. I was like one who comforts mourners. But now they mock me. Men younger than I, whose fathers I would have disdained to put with my sheepdogs. What use was the strength of their hands to me, since their vigor had gone from them? Haggard from want and hunger, they roam the parched land and desolate wastelands at night. In the brush they gathered salt herbs, and their food was the root of the broom bush. They were banished from human society, shouted at as if they were thieves. They were forced to live in the dry stream beds among the rocks and in holes in the ground. They brayed among the bushes and huddled in the undergrowth. A base and nameless brood, they were driven out of the land. Now those young men mock me in song. I have become a byword among them. They detest me and keep their distance. They do not hesitate to spit in my face. Now that God has unstrung my bow and afflicted me, they throw off restraint in my presence. On my right, the tribe attacks. They lay snares for my feet. They build their siege ramps against me. They break up my road. They succeed in destroying me. No one can help him, they say. They advance as through a gaping breach. Amid the ruins, they come rolling in. Terrors overwhelm me. My dignity is driven away as by the wind. My safety vanishes like a cloud. Now my life ebbs away. Days of suffering grip me. Night pierces my bones. My gnawing pains never rest. In his great power, God becomes like clothing to me. He binds me like the neck of my garment. He throws me into the mud, and I am reduced to dust and ashes. I cry out to you, God, but you do not answer. I stand up, but you merely look at me. You turn on me ruthlessly. With the might of your hand, you attack me. You snatch me up and drive me before the wind. You toss me about in the storm. I know you will bring me down to death, to the place appointed for all the living. Surely no one lays a hand on those who are crushed when they cry for help in their distress. Have I not wept for those in trouble? Has not my soul grieved for the poor? Yet when I hoped for good, evil came. When I looked for light, then came darkness. The churning inside me never stops. Days of suffering confront me. I go about blackened, but not by the sun. I stand up in the assembly and cry for help. I have become a brother of jackals, a companion of owls. My skin grows black and peels. My body burns with fever. My lyre is tuned to mourning, and my pipe to the sound of wailing.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional, and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.